Chapter 2. An evening journal folded under his arm, Eddie Kerrigan paused outside the door to his apartment, panting from the climb. He'd sent Anna upstairs while he bought the paper, largely to put off his homecoming. Heat from the tireless radiators leaked into the hall from around the door, amplifying a smell of liver and onions from the Feenies on 3. His own apartment was on the 6th floor, ostensibly 5. An illegality that some genius builder had gotten away with by calling the second floor the first. But the building's chief advantage more than compensated. A cellar furnace that pumped steam into a radiator in each room. He was taken aback by the sound of his sister's brawny laugh from behind the door. Apparently, Brianne was back from Cuba sooner than expected. Eddie shoved open the door with a shriek of overpainted hinges. His wife, Agnes, sat at the kitchen table in a short-sleeved yellow dress. It was summer year-round on the 6th floor. Sure enough, Brianne sat across, lightly tanned and holding a nearly empty glass, as Brianne's glasses tended to be. "Hi, lover," Agnes said, rising from a pile of sequined toques she'd been trimming. "You're so late." She kissed him. And Eddie cupped her strong hip and felt the stirring she always roused in him, despite everything. He caught a whiff of the cloved oranges they'd hung from the Christmas tree in the front room and sensed Lydia's presence there near the tree. He didn't turn. He needed to ready himself. Kissing his beautiful wife was a good start. Watching her shoot seltzer into a glass of the fancy Cuban rum Brianne had brought, that was an excellent start. Agnes had stopped drinking in the evenings. She said it made her too tired. Eddie brought his sister her replenished highball glass with a fresh chip of ice and touched his glass to hers. "How was the trip?" "Perfectly marvelous," Brianne said with a laugh, "until it went perfectly foul. I came back by steamer." "Not so nice as a yacht. Say, that's delicious." "The steamer was the best part. I made a new friend on board who's a much better sport." "Has he work?" "Trumpeter with the band," Brianne said.
I know. Save it, brother dear. He's awfully sweet."
Business as usual. His sister, half-sister.